Bobby, Barbara. Now everybody pay attention, because a lot's getting ready to be told to you, okay? We had a 2-hour board meeting. It almost exploded.
It's a short version, it'll just be 45 minutes.
One thing, we'll be back in our home base next Wednesday, not Monday. Okay, the date was changed from the Monday to Wednesday, not at Broadway.
That's been in the email for weeks now, right?
Yes.
You've had that in your email for weeks, that the 12th was changed to the 14th. So if you didn't read that, you're on call, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, just saying. I don't know why you seem surprised.
Okay, I'd like to congratulate everyone who came last Thursday. It was really, it sounded great, and it was not easy, physically it was not easy. So I wanted to just talk a couple of minutes about some things that we're thinking about the board. I know a lot of you have been aware that the teachers in West Virginia are on strike statewide. And all kinds of stuff thrown at them constantly every day. These are, it's hard to say this sometimes, these are poor people. Now when you say teachers, you don't think poor. These poor people. West Virginia is the fourth from the bottom of 50 states in payment for teachers. 48 states?
No, 48. So they're the second.
Oh, sure. Okay. Thank you. And they're standing up. Even though the union leaders said, well, 1% is enough, and the raise in health care costs it would be more than 1%, so in other words, they'd be taking a loss from being all the way at the bottom. They rejected that, and they went on a wildcat statewide strike. They are up there for all of us at this moment. And in a way, you know, we've talked over the years, we know we're all committed, we're part of building that labor movement. And Thursday night was a part of that. They were memorializing a wonderful man who had given his life to the union. And we were there to support that. And that's a local, that 371, that really loves us. As a local and leadership, they're part of DC 37, one of the largest unions in the city, who we're trying to break through to get that kind of support. And they were there. So that was an important event. What I guess I'm saying is that we are important. We are important. And Saturday morning is very important for us. Saturday morning we're going to sing for over 2,000 paraprofessionals. These are, or were, before they were unionized, poor teachers. Just like the West Virginia. They were poor teachers, and they were unionized. They unionized themselves, the UFT, and they became not so poor teachers. This is an important event for them. Once a year, they get together, and they celebrate each other. The power that they have. And they asked us to sing. We have never sung for them before.
What's the day?
This Saturday morning. The 10th. Okay? So I guess I'm asking is a special effort. We will not do it every time. We've been just hit with a lot of requests. 9 different requests in the next 2 months. We have rejected some of them. But we're telling you that certain events are very important. Thursday night was very important. Saturday morning is very important. We're asking you to come out at 7:15 a.m.
Come out or
sit?
Okay, great. We'll get to know everything. No questions. 7:15. The event That's for breakfast. We'll eat a quick breakfast. We'll be served to us. And then we'll sing only a few songs. We'll be out of there definitely by 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then you can have your day. But it's really important to be there at 7:15, okay, ready to perform and ready to share our voices with those paraprofessionals. It's very, very important. Okay. It will be at the New York Hilton, Grand Ballroom of the New York Hilton, which is on 6th Avenue between, I think, 53rd, 54th, is that right? 53rd, 54th. You enter through the driveway on facing 6th Avenue, go through the doors, go to your right, up the escalators to the ballroom. And it will be a warm-up room and at breakfast. Now, I want hands. Who's taking down names of people? Don't raise their hands. Raise your hand if you're going to be there at 7:15 on Saturday morning.
I'll be there.
I know you're going to be there.
Great.
Okay. Great. Okay. This is the United Federation of Teachers Paraprofessionals. Okay. I was there organizing the youth way back in the 60s when paraprofessionals really were 18 class. And this union, almost all women of color, this union and they themselves self-organizing have brought them to, and many of them became teachers, and are still becoming teachers. What are we singing? You hear the people sing, we're ending in solidarity.
Do you hear the people sing? This was very last minute, that's why you didn't get an email about it, guys. So in terms of like the pieces, you can do that from memory here in a minute. Do you hear the people sing? Simple Song of Freedom. You can do that one pretty much from memory tonight, too. And you got it right. You brought that one tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And Solidarity, but not Rockin', because I don't think Denise could be there. Denise, you can't be there, right?
You gonna drive?
Maybe.
Maybe
do that.
I'll go.
Don't go to bed that
night. I was planning on taking the express bus.
Oh.
She's going to take the bus
again. Oh, you're taking the express bus?
Probably.
It's a coming bus.
If you wake me up, then we take the bus again.
journal. This little piece that I'm pitching is the greetings page, the friends and us. $25. $25 more that we need you to figure out how to get. You give it yourself out of your pocket, or you can get your neighbor, or your son, or your daughter, your granddaughter, your friends. $25, that's all. And it's a one-liner. Congratulations to Anne Gale. Congratulations to anybody here. Congratulations to our beloved director and our beloved. Really, it's not very hard, and it's only $25 twice, once every 2 years. Besides that, I know that a lot of people are doing a lot of things, but this is one more pitch for all of us. If we all committed, it's just one more thing. We could make a lot of money here. Okay, thank you. Just a nine. If you need one of these to guide you,
I'll
give
you
the
microphone, please.
Oh, I have the other
one.
Just want to remind people, we're still collecting for the Paul Robeson Memorial Plaza project at Rutgers. So if you haven't contributed money yet, please see your, if you're able, if you want to, please see your section leader about that. Thank you.
Okay, just one more point. Something that we do every year. We know that we got a concert going and everything like that. Andrea is working on that. We just want to give you a reminder that the Great Labor Arts Exchange is still this year for 2018. So that's going to be June 21st to June 23rd. Now, some of you went last year. They had the core conversion. Now, Dennis and Jana were able to make it down for that event on that Saturday. And also we had some course members that couldn't go for the full conference, but they were able to come for that one night. And let me tell you, we wanted to be on top of the schedule because we know that Dennis had to be back in New York. Well, the way Jana lined us up, showed us what to do, how to go into the stage and everything, it like blew the place away. When we sang, it was like nobody sang after us.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it was so beautiful. It was a beautiful event, and they appreciated us. Some of us got the letter. Okay, I'm just going to try to read it quickly. It said, "This is the venue, the power of song echoed through the halls of the Tommy Douglas Center with the night of 200 singers, musicians, visual and performing arts. On behalf of the Labor Heritage Foundation, I thank you for bringing the vocal power of the New York City Labor Chorus to the conversion and for taking part in the biggest and one of the best 2017 Great Labor Arts Exchange. All of the participants of every general session loved it. When asked on the Friday general session evaluation, what worked for you? One participant said, the whole session. My favorite was from the person who said, New York City Labor Chorus. Great songs, great performance. I would expecting nothing less from our fabulous home sister chorus. Thank you, my sister, and please thank Barbara. These are the regulars that normally go. Joy, Donna, Belma, Susan, Lincoln, Jesse, and all the other members who came to sing. Have a great summer, and remember, despite the current madness, we shall march, we shall sing, we shall overcome soon and very soon. You go as a group, but then you could perform, do something on your own. Whatever your talent is, you could do it there. Any more information will be coming later. Thank you.
Okay, so let's do the people sing. You don't have that. Don't worry about it. Okay? Again, it wasn't on your rep list because. See how it is. Yeah, for you. You ready?
Ready?
just for fun, do the other version of solidarity. Yeah, this in general. You know, in case she has laryngitis. I mean, you know, who knows? You know what I'm saying? That makes sense? Do you guys